The car that could not drive in a quiet corner of the bustling town of Willow Ville sat a car that never moved. His name was Cooper. Cooper was a small sky blue car with big round headlights and a cheerful smile that painted on his front bumper. But he had one problem. He could not drive, not because his engine was broken or his tires were flat. Cooper was a brand new car, polished and shiny. But every time someone tried to drive him, he'd freeze. "I'm just not meant to be on the road," Cooper would whisper sadly to himself at Mr. Bumble's auto lot, where all the cars waited to be sold. Cooper became known as the car that could not drive. Day after day, families came to look at the cars. They would admire Cooper's color, comfy seats. But when Mr. Bumble turned the key, Cooper just wouldn't move. "I am sorry," Mr. Bumble would say with a sigh, scratching his head under his cap. "He's a lovely little car, but he won't just move." The other cars on the lot often teased Cooper. "Maybe you're actually a sofa in disguise," laughed Riley, the red sports car. "Or a shiny decoration," joked Max, the big SUV. Cooper just sat silently, looking out at the open road and wishing, just wishing, he could one day drive like the others. Then, one rainy afternoon, a girl named Billy walked onto the lot holding her father's hand. She wore purple rain boots and had a bright yellow umbrella covered in stars. Her eyes sparkled when she saw Cooper. "Oh, Daddy, look at this one. He looks like he could be my best friend." Mr. Bumble chuckled nervously. "Yes, young Cooper. He's sweet, but well, he doesn't drive." Billy tilted her head. "Why not? No one knows. We've tried everything," said Mr. Bumble. "Can I sit in him?" Billy asked. "Of course." Billy hopped inside Cooper, her boots squeaking. Cooper felt a funny flutter in his engine. It wasn't fear exactly, but something else. Maybe excitement? "You feel nice," Lily said softly, patting their steering wheel, warm like a hug. Cooper blinked his headlights. No one had ever said anything like that before to Cooper. "Let's try, Daddy," said Billy. Her father hesitated, then turned the keys gently. Cooper's engine gave a soft hum. It wasn't a roar, not even a rumble, but it was something. "Did you hear that?" Billy gasped. Mr. Bumble's eyes widened. "Well, I'll be..." Billy grinned. "You can do it, Cooper. I believe in you." The words echoed in Cooper's mind just like soft music. "I believe in you." And then something amazing happened. Cooper rolled forward just a tiny bit. His wheels turned, shaky and unsure, but they turned. "I did it," he whispered. "You did it," Billy cheered, bouncing in her seat. From that day on, Billy and Cooper were inseparable. Her father brought the little blue car, and together they went on small adventures around Willow Valley. Cooper wasn't fast like Riley or strong like Max, but he was gentle and kind, and Billy said that riding him felt like riding with a friend. But not everyone was kind. At the school pickup line, other kids would laugh. "Why is your car so slow? Looks like he's scared to go." Billy would pat Cooper's dashboard and whisper, "Don't listen to them. You're doing great." Cooper's always tried his best, even if he needed a little more time. One fine day, something unexpected happened. A terrible storm rolled into Willow Valley. Trees bent in the wind. Thunder cracked the sky, and rain poured like waterfalls. Schools was let out early, but many parents couldn't get to the school in time. Billy waited under the awning with her teacher, watching the wind shake the trees. The roads were too slippery for most cars, and the big buses couldn't make it up the hill. But Billy had an idea. "Cooper can do it," she said. Her teacher raised an eyebrow. "Your little blue car, you mean? He may not be fast, but he's careful. And he never gives up," said Billy. Sure enough, down the wet, winding road came Cooper, inching slowly but steadily up the hill. His tires gripped the road gently. He wasn't rushing. He wasn't afraid. He just believed he could. And he also did. He stopped right in front of the school. Billy jumped in, and soon other kids began asking, "Can we come too?" Cooper opened his doors and slowly but surely drove each child safely home. The storm raged around them, but Cooper kept going, quiet, kind, and steady. By the end of the day, all the children were safe, and the town of Willow Valley was buzzing. Did you hear what Cooper did? He's a hero. Even Riley and Max honked their horns in admiration. From that day on, no one called him the car that could not drive. He was Cooper, the brave. Cooper, the steady. Cooper, the kind. And Cooper learned something very important. It didn't matter how fast you were or how flashy you looked. What mattered was his heart and courage and a friend who believed in you. Billy always said, "Sometimes the quiet ones go the farthest." And Cooper, well, he finally knew just how far he could go.